What if everything you've worked for, years of sleepless nights studying anatomy, countless clinical hours, mountains of student debt, came down to a single computerized test? For nursing graduates, this isn't a hypothetical scenario. It's the NCLEX-RN, the gatekeeping examination that stands between aspiring nurses and their professional licenses. Unlike final exams that test what you've memorized, this adaptive test measures something far more elusive: your ability to think like a nurse when lives are on the line. Healthcare has changed dramatically. Patients are sicker, hospital stays are shorter, and nurses face decisions that would have required physician consultation just a decade ago. A new graduate today might manage 5 post-surgical patients simultaneously, each with multiple comorbidities and complex medication regimens. Recognizing this shift, the National Council of State Boards of Nursing launched the Next Generation NCLEX in April 2023, a fundamental reimagining of how we assess nursing competence. At its core lies clinical judgment, that split-second ability to recognize when something's wrong, figure out what it means, and act decisively. Clinical judgment is nursing intuition backed by science. The NCSBN Clinical Judgment Measurement Model identifies 6 cognitive skills mirroring expert nurse thinking. When a patient's oxygen saturation drops from 95% to 88%, you recognize cues, analyze them against their pneumonia diagnosis, prioritize this over their pain medication request, generate solutions like repositioning or supplemental oxygen, implement actions, and evaluate outcomes, demonstrating clinical judgment in action. The exam format reflects this reality. Instead of testing whether you know pneumonia causes respiratory distress, it presents complex scenarios requiring you to synthesize lab results, vital signs, and patient complaints to make prioritized decisions. Some questions use partial credit scoring because nursing isn't binary. The second best intervention can still demonstrate competent thinking. The NCLEX-RN's computerized adaptive testing constantly calibrates your competence level. Answer correctly, and you face harder questions. Miss one, and it adjusts downward. You'll encounter 85 to 150 questions over 5 hours maximum. The exam ends when the computer reaches 95% confidence in your competence, either passing or failing. Getting to the testing center means navigating bureaucracy. Verify eligibility with your state board. Requirements vary, and background checks can take months. Register through Pearson VUE, pay your fee, and receive your authorization to test, valid for 90 days. Security rivals airports, biometric scans, metal detectors, continuous video surveillance. Even scratch paper gets collected and shredded. One candidate was turned away because her license read Catherine while her registration said Kathy. The system is unforgiving. Here's the twist. You won't know which questions count. 15 pretest items are statistical guinea pigs for future exams. That obscure question about rare medication side effects might not affect your score, but you'll never know which ones, so every question demands full attention. Strong candidates might finish after 85 questions in under 2 hours. Others need all 150. The adaptive nature means no two people take the same exam, making post-test comparisons impossible. The NCLEX-RN isn't organized by medical conditions. It's built around client needs, reflecting what nurses do daily. Safe and effective care environment, 21 to 27% of questions, covers everything from knowing when to call a physician to proper hand hygiene. Management of care questions, test prioritization. Which patient do you see first? The diabetic with blood sugar of 350, the post-op patient requesting pain medication, the confused elderly patient climbing out of bed, or the stable patient whose family wants to speak with you? The answer requires understanding pathophysiology, safety risks, and time management. Health promotion and maintenance, 6 to 12%, evaluates keeping people healthy across their lifespan. Psychosocial integrity, 6 to 12%, addresses emotional dimensions, how you respond to a patient saying, "I just want to die." Physiological integrity, 38 to 62%, is the heavyweight category. Basic care and comfort, pharmacological therapies, why hold warfarin if INR is 4.5, reduction of risk potential, and physiological adaptation. Woven throughout are the integrated processes: caring, communication, culture, the nursing process, and teaching. Traditional multiple-choice questions use distractors representing common misconceptions. When asked about the priority nursing action for chest pain, all options might be appropriate. The question tests whether you know to grab the EKG and oxygen before documenting. Multiple response questions, select all that apply, present 5 to 8 options with 2 to 5 correct answers. Missing one or selecting an incorrect option loses points. Fill-in-the-blank questions demand exact numerical answers for dosage calculations with no rounding flexibility. Hotspot questions require clicking anatomical diagrams, revealing whether you've practiced skills or just read about them. Next-generation NCLEX introduces formats reflecting clinical complexity. Extended drag-and-drop questions match multiple interventions to patient scenarios. Matrix questions present grids rating interventions as indicated, contraindicated, or non-essential. Bowtie questions embed drop-down menus throughout clinical scenarios, requiring you to select appropriate assessments, recognize complications, and choose interventions in flowing narrative, the closest the exam comes to simulating actual clinical decision-making. Clinical judgment develops through repeated patient scenarios and intentional reflection, not textbooks alone. Like driving, rules can be memorized, but split-second decisions become intuitive only through practice. Start by recognizing cues. What's abnormal? What's trending wrong? A post-op patient with 101.2F might seem mild, but rising from 99F 6 hours ago with increased incisional redness suggests infection. Analyzing cues means connecting findings to pathophysiology. Why do heart failure patients have crackles, edema, and weight gain? Fluid backs up from inadequate cardiac pumping. Create concept maps linking symptoms to diseases to interventions. Prioritization separates novice from experienced nurses. Apply frameworks systematically. ABCs first, airway trumps full bladder, then Maslow's hierarchy. Physiological before psychological, then actual versus potential problems. Treat chest pain before addressing fall risk. Generating solutions requires an evidence-based toolkit. For acute pain, consider pharmacological options, opioids, NSAIDs, non-pharmacological approaches, positioning, heat-cold, distraction, and preventive strategies, scheduled versus PRN dosing. Evaluating outcomes closes the loop. Did it work? Establish measurable goals and verify effectiveness. Strengthen these skills through case studies, NCLEX questions, simulation labs, and clinical rotations, consciously employing the NCJM framework throughout. The NCLEX-RN bridges you from nursing student to professional nurse. The clinical judgment skills you develop preparing for this exam will serve you throughout your career. Healthcare evolves constantly. Telehealth shifted from niche to mainstream during the pandemic. AI now assists with diagnosis, and patients are discharged sicker, requiring more complex home care. Consider how clinical judgment manifests in practice. You're caring for 4 patients when one seems off. Nothing dramatic, just subtle changes in alertness and skin color. Vital signs show slight tachycardia and borderline low blood pressure. Do you continue routine care or investigate further? Clinical judgment says investigate. That nagging sense often precedes measurable deterioration. You discover the patient's hemoglobin has dropped 3 points since morning, suggesting internal bleeding. Your early recognition potentially saves a life. Florence Nightingale noted that nursing requires devotion and preparation equal to any art form. But unlike painting, nursing involves human lives. Every practice question prepares you to provide safe care to vulnerable people who will trust you with their lives. Success extends beyond passing the NCLEX-RN. It requires commitment to evidence-based practice, technological competency, cultural humility, and advocacy. But it begins here, with this examination verifying you possess the foundational knowledge and judgment to practice safely.